ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैश्चिके मूकं कृतिवाचालं बंगुलंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारणं श्रीपरमानंदमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 21, Text 5. Balli Maharaj arrested by the Lord. Brahmandayo Lokanatha Sonathaya Samadrataha सानुगा बलिमाजौ संक्षिप्तात्मा विभूते। ब्रह्मादय ग्रेट पर्सनालिटीज हेडेड बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा, लोकनाथ द प्रेडोमिनेटिंग डेइटीज ऑफ वेरियस प्लैनेट्स, Swanathaya, unto their Supreme Master, Samadrataha, with great respect, Sa Anugaha, with their respective followers, Balim, different paraphernalia of worship, Ajahu, collected, संक्षिप्त आत्मविभूतये अंटु द लॉर्ड हु हैड एक्सपेंडेड हिज पर्सनल अपुलेंस बट हैव नाउ रिड्यूस्ड हिज साइज टू द बामन ऑफ हर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation. Lord Brahma and all the predominating deities of the various planetary systems began to worship Lord Vamandev, their supreme master, who had reduced himself from his all-pervading form to his original form. They collected all the ingredients and paraphernalia for this worship. Purport. Vamandev first expanded himself to the universal form and then reduced himself to the original Vamana form. Thus, Vamana Rupa. Thus, he acted exactly like Lord Krishna, who, at the request of Arjuna, first showed his universal form and later resumed his original form as Krishna. The Lord can assume any form he likes, But his original form is that of Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. According to the capacity of the devotee, the Lord assumes various forms so that the devotee can handle him. This is his causeless mercy. When Lord Vamandev resumed his original form, Lord Brahma and his associates collected various paraphernalia for worship with which to please him. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Sopradantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakham Nitansa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Krupa Sandhu Vevacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Brahma Dayo Lokanatha Sonathaya Samadrata Sanuga Valimarjav Sanchitatma Vibhuta. So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Brahma and other predominating deities of different planetary systems are offering their prayers and worship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamandev, who had expended himself to cover the entire universe by his two steps. As we know, that Lord Vamandev has come to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, who was performing 100 horse sacrifices to retain his post as Lord Indra in the heavenly planets. Because unless one performs 100 horse sacrifices, one cannot stay as Indra in the heavenly planets. So as advised by Shukracharya, Balli Maharaj was performing those sacrifices. But being requested by the mother of the demigods, Aditi, Lord Vamandev has appeared from the womb of Aditi as his son and as the younger brother of Indra to do some favor for the demigods. And as the Lord knew that Balli Maharaj was benedicted by the Brahmins, so the demigods would not be able to defeat the demons headed by Balli Maharaj. That's why Lord Vamandev, he came as a brahmachari beggar to beg 3 steps of land from Balli Maharaj. And naturally, when the sacrifices goes on, then the performer used to give so many different kinds of charities to the Brahmins. So Balli Maharaj was very, very charitable. And knowing this, the Lord accepted this dwarf Brahmin form as Lord Vamandev and came to the arena of Balli Maharaj. And when Balli Maharaj and all the assembled Brahmins saw the effulgence of Lord Vamandev from a distance, they were very much surprised. They thought, maybe the sun god personally is coming to this sacrificial arena of Balli Maharaj. But as the Lord came nearby, they could understand that he was a very effulgent brahmachari Brahmin. So anyway, everyone actually stood up to pay respect to Lord Vamandev, and Balli Maharaj was washing his feet and putting the water, heated washing water on his head. So in that way actually he was blessed by Lord Vamandev in the beginning by taking the water which had washed the feet of Lord Vamandev. And he was very much charitable, so he asked Lord Vamandev that what kind of charity you want from me. Because Balli Maharaj was thinking that he was the emperor of the 3 planetary systems. He was ruling the heavenly planets at that time. So all the wealth was under his disposition. So Balli Maharaj was little bit proud about that he was the king of heaven, and he was telling Lord Vamandev that whatever you want, you can beg from me. I can give you even an entire planet to you. And those who have come to me for begging, once getting their desire fulfilled, they have never gone anywhere to beg anymore. So Balli Maharaj was very much proud of his position. But Vamandev was acting like a very humble brahmachari. So Bamandev told Balli Maharaj that I am a Brahmin and I only want 3 steps of land from you, not more than that. And Balli Maharaj thought, this Brahmin boy, though he is speaking very intelligently, looking very intelligent, but actually he is foolish. When I can give him entire planet, he is only asking me 3 steps of land. So Balli Maharaj actually told Bamandev that though you are speaking like a learned person, but you are not very learned. But anyway, Bamandev told that I am a Brahmin, and Brahmins, generally, they are not greedy. Whatever comes of its own accord, by the grace of the Lord, Brahmins are generally satisfied with that. So if I cannot be satisfied with 3 steps of land, then even if you give me a planet, still I will not be satisfied with that planet. I will want even more than that. Those who are greedy, they will never be satisfied. So Balli Maharaj was ready to give charity. But Shukracharya interrupted him. Shukracharya knew that Lord Vishnu has come in the form of Bamandev to cheat Balli Maharaj and take away his kingdom and give it back to Indra. So he warned Balli Maharaj. But Balli Maharaj had already promised, and Balli Maharaj thought that the Supreme Lord, he is the proprietor of all the wealth of the all planetary systems. But if he has come to beg something from me, it is my great fortune to give him something and satisfy him. That is the goal of life, to satisfy the Supreme Lord. So even if I become a beggar, even if I lose everything, but still, whatever I have promised, I will not go back from my word. So when Balli Maharaj did not listen to Shukracharya's advice, then Shukracharya cursed Balli Maharaj. He said, you know, you are thinking you are very intelligent, but you know that once you give this chariot to this Brahmin boy, then he will take away everything from you. And there will be no place for you to live even. What to speak of thinking about your livelihood. So you are now not listening to me, so get bereft of all your opulences. These are the curse by Shukracharya, his guru. But Balli Maharaj did not listen to his guru, but he wanted to fulfill the promise he has given to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he thought, let me become a beggar, let me bereft of all opulences, if I can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Balli Maharaj anyway promised to give 3 steps of land to Lord Bamandev. So he promised by taking water on the kansal. So when he did that, then Lord Bamandev showed his real opulence. Because he had accepted a dwarf Brahmin by form, and Balli Maharaj was thinking, Lord Bamandev is very small boy, and he has feet, very small feet. And Lord Bamandev had told Balli Maharaj, I can measure only with my feet. not anyone else's feet. And he showed to us his tiny feet. He said, I will measure the lamb with my tiny feet. So Balli Maharaj thought, what this boy would do with these three steps of land with his tiny feet? But when Balli Maharaj permits, then immediately Lord Bhamandev expanded himself. And he expanded his feet. And in 1 foot, he covered the entire earthly planet and down planets. And then he raised his another feet upwards. And through his body, he covered all the entire sky. And he raised the another feet and he covered all the upper planetary systems. Already the lower planetary systems, including Earth, was covered by 1 feet. Then he covered the upper planetary systems, including Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, by his second feet. And when he was raising his feet, actually his thumb actually pierced the covering of the universe. And there was a hole in the universal covering. And that's why the water from the Kajal Ocean came down, washing the feet of Lord Bhamandev. And that became Ganges water in the Swargaloka, Martyaloka and Pataloka. In all the three planetary systems, Ganges flew. And at the same time, there is another version in this chapter that when Lord Bhamandev raised his feet to cover the upper planetary systems, the effulgence of his feet are so glaring that Brahma and all other sages, those who are residing in Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, they were completely surprised to see that. Initially they could not understand from where this glaring effulgence is coming. And the effulgence of Lord Brahma and all his associates was diminished to nil by the effulgence of Lord Bhamandev. So Brahma could understand that this is the effulgence coming from the feet of my worshipable Lord. That's why Brahma got water in his kamandal to wash the lotus feet of Lord Bhamandev. And that water also came as Ganges. There are three different versions how Ganges came. And another version is Lord Narayan himself turned into the water of the Ganges. So, after understanding that this Lord Bhamandev has expanded himself to take this land, three steps of land from Balli Maharaj, so Brahma and all other predominating deities of other planetary systems with their followers, they assembled there to worship Lord Bhamandev. So this verse speaks about that Brahmadayo Lokanatha Swanathaya Samadrutaha. So Brahma Adi means Brahma and other predominating deities of the different planetary systems with their Sanuga, with their followers. Swanathaya, they worship their own supreme master. This is the duty of the servants, that they are supposed to worship their masters. When the servants don't worship their master, then they are in trouble. If servants do not worship their master, they will be in trouble. They may lose their job as servant. So, the predominating deities, they understood that the Lord has appeared, so immediately they wanted to serve the Lord, they wanted to worship His lotus feet. In the material world we see, though we are all servants of the Supreme Lord, but because we have forgotten our position as servant of the Supreme Lord, we don't want to serve the Supreme Lord. Sometimes we revolt against the Supreme Lord. That is the cause of our suffering in this material world. A servant, when he does not do his duty, it's a service to his master, then naturally he will suffer. Naturally he will not get the patronage of the master. So that's how we see in the material world, those who have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are undergoing severe punishment by the laws of nature. And they will go on getting this punishment until they realize that actually we are not the enjoyers, we are the servant of the Supreme Lord. And when they will come back to their original position as servant, then only they can become happy. This is the situation in the material world. And whenever any predominating deity of any planetary system disobey the order of the Supreme Lord, disrespect the Supreme Lord, then naturally he would be in trouble. Like Indra, when he forgot to honor the Supreme Lord Krishna, because he thought the Supreme Lord Krishna had stopped his worship when Krishna started worshipping Govardhan Hill. So Indra was offended. The same Indra, with Lord Brahma and other demigods, they had all come to Kansa's prison to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord who had resided in the womb of Devaki. But as soon as the Lord came out and performed his worldly pastimes in Vrindavan, Indra forgot about the position of Krishna. And the same Krishna, when he stopped Indra's worship and encouraged Brajvasis to worship Govardhan Hill, Indra felt offended. And he wanted to even kill the Brajvasis, send Samvarta clouds and the wind at the time of devastation to devastate a whole Vraja. That was the order of Indra, because he forgot his position. He forgot that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he did this offense to the Vrajavasis, the Supreme Lord protected the Vrajavasis by lifting the Govardhan Hill. And when Indra saw that his devastating power, which was sent to Vraja to devastate Vrajabhumi, could not do anything, even a leaf from the tree did not fall, though the devastating wind was blowing with high speed, but a leaf from a tree did not fall on the ground. This was the protection of Krishna. And though the Samvarta clouds are raining heavily, but there are no water seen in Vrajabhumi, Indra was completely surprised. Said, what was happening? Then he realized that he committed a mistake. this little boy Krishna was not any ordinary human boy. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Indra came and surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna to retain his position as Indra. So the predominating deities, they are always eager to offer their respect to the Supreme Lord. So headed by Lord Brahma, they all assemble, and then Balimarjahu Sankshipta Atma Vibhuta. So they collected the paraphernalia of worship to worship the Supreme Lord. And now the Supreme Lord, who had expanded himself in his universal form, now he has accepted his original form as Lord Vamandev. Sankshipta Atma Vibhuta. The Lord exhibited his own opulence in his universal form. He expanded himself. But now Sankshipta Atma Vibhuta means he reduced his expanded form after attaining his goal. After attaining his desire, he covered the entire universe in two steps. Now still, third step is there, and Bali Maharaj is supposed to give land for the third step. Now Lord Vamandev has covered everything in his two steps, all the lower and upper planetary systems. So, in between, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, they are now worshipping Lord Vamandev, who has accepted his Vaman form. He has reduced his expanded form. So Srila Prabhupada states in the purport that Lord Krishna, when he was driving the chariot of Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, so when Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Lord expanded himself in his universal form, and it was so fearsome. Arjuna, a great warrior, was actually very much afraid seeing the fearsome form of the universal form of the Lord. And at last Arjuna had to request the Lord to show his 400 form and at last his original human-like form. Because the Lord's human-like form is always very, very attractive. Though this universal form sometimes create astonishment in the minds of the materialistic people. When materialistic people see the opulence of the Lord, then they accept the supremacy of the Lord. But when they see the human-like form of the Lord, they think, oh, he is a human being. They consider him like a human being. But those who are devotees of the Lord, they are always attracted to the human-like beautiful form of the Lord. So when Arjuna saw the beautiful form of Krishna, he was very, very satisfied. Otherwise, when he saw the universal form, he was very afraid. And he requested Krishna to take away that universal form and accept his original form. So here we see Lord Vamandev also accepted his original form as Lord Vamandev to accept the worship of the demigods headed by Brahma. So in this way, actually Brahma and other predominating deities of different planetary systems, they are worshipping Lord Vamandev in their natural position as the Lord's servants. So and later on we see then how Lord Vamandev actually asked Bali Maharaj for the land for the third step. But here one thing we can see, that the Supreme Lord, He is full of all opulences. And this type of opulence, like we all know that the Lord has six opulences, but the Lord is not limited only in six opulences. He has parasa saktir vividaiva sruyate. He has many multifarious energies. See, the Lord, according to His desire, He can expand Himself into unlimited forms. But at the same time, He can also contract Himself, reduce Himself from unlimited forms to one single form. This is the opulence of the Lord. Those who are claiming themselves as God in this material world, we should ask them to show their opulences, to expand themselves into different forms. They cannot do this. The so-called gods in the material world, they are unable to do this. They cannot expand themselves. But the Supreme Lord can do so very easily. This is His supreme opulence. He can cover the entire planetary systems. So this is the opulence. When materialistic people see, then they surrender to the Supreme Lord. But those who are natural devotees, even if they don't see the opulence of the Lord, still they are attracted to the beautiful form of the Lord, and they surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord always, and in that way they attain the highest goal of life. So here today also we'll stop here, and then we'll also discuss about Srila Ramananda Rai. Today is the disappearance day of Sri Ramananda Rai, who was an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Srila Ramananda Rai was Visakha Sakhi in Krishna Leela. Like Lalita and Visakha, they are the eternal companions of Srimati Radharani. So when Lord Krishna wanted to release the mood of Srimati Radharani, how Srimati Radharani releases Krishna's beauty, how she releases Krishna's love for Krishna. So, and what are the glories of Radharani's love? To understand these three things, Lord Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the mood of Radharani and the complexion of Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Sivalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani and taking the complexion of Radharani, so he was feeling separation from Krishna. Though he was Krishna himself, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he was feeling separation from Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cry, shedding tears of love. Kaha mor prananatha murali vadana, kaha jaun kaha paun brajendra nanda. Where is the Lord of my heart, who is holding a flute on his lips? where can I go? Where can I find the son of Nanda Maharaj? That was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, resided at Jagannath Puri. So that time, these two companions of Srimati Radharani, Lalita and Vishakha, who had appeared as Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, they both stayed with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constantly to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mood of feeling separation from Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a very good singer and he had a very nice sweet voice. And Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel separation from Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing with his very sweet voice the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would relish that. And sometimes Ramananda Rai, who was very proficient in Krishna Tattva and also Prema Tattva, so he would speak the intricacies of Radha Krishna's love to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this way, they will give solace to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was feeling utmost separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after going to Jagannath Puri, then he went to South India. And in his South Indian tour, he propagated the holy name of the Lord and converted most of South India into devotees of Krishna. They all became Vaishnavas. Whoever heard the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever chanted and danced with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all got Krishna prema. And not only that, whenever they went back to their respective villages, the village people saw them chanting the holy name of the Lord. Just by hearing the holy name of the Lord from them, they all became Vaishnavas and they all felt the love of Krishna. So in that way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually converted the whole of South India into Vaishnavas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vidyanagar, there he saw Ramananda Rai, who was actually the governor in South India. He was actually appointed, he was appointed by Maharaj Pratap Rudra, whose province has spread from Ganga to Godavari. In the east, from Ganges to in the south until Godavari River, the whole land was occupied by Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So in this South Indian state, Maharaj Pratap Rudra had appointed Ramananda Rai as the governor for the South India part. So he was living in Vidyanagar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya had informed him in Puri that when you go to South India, you must meet Ramananda Rai. Because he was a Rasik Bhakta. The Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya initially had not appreciated his mood, but after being converted as a Vaishnava by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya could appreciate the mood of Ramananda Rai. That's why he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet Ramananda Rai. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he arrived at the bank of Godavari and he wanted to meet Ramananda Rai. So he saw a person is being carried away, carried by many men in a palanquin. And so many Brahmins, they are chanting Vedic mantras. And so many drummers were beating drums, blowing concerts. There is a big procession coming towards the river Godavari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that this person who is coming in this palanquin must be Ramananda Rai. So he saw that person got down from the palanquin and went to the river Godavari. While Brahminis were chanting Vedic mantras, he took his bath in a traditional way and then he came out from the water, changing his dress. Then immediately he saw an effulgence is coming from a distance. So Ramananda Rai was very much surprised. Then he saw that a sannyasi was sitting under a tree on the bank of Godavari and this effulgence is coming from his body. So Ramananda Rai was very much surprised to see such an effulgent sannyasi he had never seen in his life. So he became interested to come to that sannyasi. So when Ramananda Rai came near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and paid his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted Ramananda Rai from ground and asked him, "Are you Ramananda Rai?" Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought he must be Ramananda Rai, but still he asked. And Ramananda Rai admitted that he was the lowest of the low, Ramananda, who was serving on behalf of Maharaj Pratapudra in South India. So as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Ramananda Rai that he was Ramananda Rai himself, immediately he embraced him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Rai, then love of Krishna flowed in the heart of Ramananda Rai, and both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai both, they actually rolled in the ground in love of Godhead. And then after they were crying and rolling in the ground, then after some time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restrained himself, seeing that other people were present nearby. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai that actually I was very much eager to see you, because while coming from Jagannath Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya informed me that you are living here and he requested me to meet you and hear Krishna Katha from you. So when Ramananda Rai heard this, then he said that actually Sarvam Bhattacharya, he thinks me as his servant. And he always does some favor to me. This is his personality, greatest personality, that he always does some favor to me. So I am indebted to Sarvam Bhattacharya that he told you to meet me. But now seeing you, my life has become successful. I am lowest of the low, and I want to associate with you. If you stay here 5-10 days, and I want to hear Krishna Katha from you. So when Ramananda Raya said this, then at that time one Brahmin came and invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that Brahmin was a Vaishnava, he accepted his invitation and he went to his house, but requested Ramananda Raya that he would be waiting to see him in the evening. So Ramananda Raya came to Brahmin's house in the evening with one servant. This time he did not come as a governor of South India. He changed his clothes in a simple Vaishnava dress with one assistant. He came in the evening to that Brahmin's house where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, and offering his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they both talked throughout night about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Raya about sadhya and sadhana. What is the goal of life and how to attain that goal? And Ramananda Raya very expertly answered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, starting from Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma, then Karmarpana, then Niskam Karma, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. In this way he went on and on until Madhurya Prem, Dasya Sakhya Vatsalya Madhurya. And in Madhurya Prem he described the exalted position of love of Srimati Radharani, this Mahabhava. So in this way their discussion went on. And then later on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked few questions to Ramananda Raya, which Ramananda Raya answered very expertly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the greatest education one can have in life? And Ramananda Raya replied that Krishna Bhakti is the greatest vidya or education. If someone performs Krishna Bhakti, then he attains the greatest vidya in his life, greatest education in life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that what is the greatest fame one can have in life? Then Ramananda Raya replied that if someone can become famous as a Krishna Bhakta, that is his greatest fame in life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that what is the greatest misery in one's life? Dukkha. Then Ramananda Raya replied that feeling separation from a Krishna Bhakta is the greatest misery in one's life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that who has greatest wealth in life? What is the greatest wealth in life? Then Ramananda Raya replied that who has love for Radha and Krishna, he is actually the richest person in the world. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on asking different questions, and Ramananda Rai replied all the questions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much satisfied with Ramananda Rai. But then Ramananda Rai asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 10 days in Vidyanagar, and he was discussing every night with Ramananda Rai. So at last Ramananda Rai asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked that, I can understand that you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has invented himself in this age of Kali to propagate his own holy name throughout the world, to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So, but I have a doubt in my mind that when I first saw you, that time I saw you in a sannyasi form with effulgence coming out from your body. Then I saw you that you are holding a flute on your lips and you are in gopa vesha. You have an attire of a cowherd boy. But then I saw you that I saw that your bluish body is covered by a yellowish hue. I saw one yellowish girl's yellow hue is covering your bluish body. So this is my question, that please explain this to me. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, because Ramananda Rai was asking about some secrets of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, he was not asking any ordinary question. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially tried to avoid Ramananda Rai. So he said that, Ramananda, you are a great Vaishnava. And a great Vaishnava, wherever he sees, sthavara jangama dekhe, nadekhe tar murti, sarvatra hai tar ishta deva smriti. That a great Vaishnava, wherever he sees, he only sees his ishta, the worshipable Lord. And because you are a great Vaishnava, that's why wherever you see your worshipful Lord Krishna. But Ramananda Rai was not to be deceived by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, my dear Lord, don't cheat me. Please explain to me that if you are merciful to me, please explain to me that what is this? I know who are you, so you cannot cheat me. So please explain to me. So when Ramananda Rai said like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought it's very difficult to avoid the devotees of the Lord. The Lord cannot hide his own identity in front of his devotees. The Lord can hide his identity in front of others, but he cannot hide in front of his devotees. Devotees can recognize him. So then the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his original form to Sri Ramananda Rai. Sri Ramananda Rai saw that the Lord So two forms, Radha and Krishna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exited Radha and Krishna, this jugal form, united in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha and Krishna united in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Ramananda saw Radha and Krishna, which manifested from the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then immediately Ramananda fainted, seeing the form of Radha and Krishna. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, he tossed the body of Ramananda Rai, by which Ramananda Rai came back to his senses. And then Ramananda Rai saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again in his sannyasi form. No more Radha and Krishna form. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai that don't tell anyone about this. So, and then Ramananda Rai requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you please stay with me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I have to travel in South India and in a very short time I will come back to Puri. And in the meantime you give up your job, this materialistic job, come back to Puri, and there we both will stay and we discuss about Krishna all the time. So getting this order from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Ramananda Rai left his government job and came to stay in Jagannath Puri. And he became the eternal constant companion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Swarup Damodara Goswami in Puri. So while Ramananda Rai was staying in Jagannath Puri, that time he was writing dramas. His famous drama is Jagannath Vallabha, Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. Jagannath Vallabha means, Vallabha means Priya, which is very dear to Lord Jagannath. So in Jagannath Vallabha drama, there is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Ramananda Rai was trying to enact that drama through the Devadasis. The Devadasis of Jagannath temple, they were actually dancing in front of Lord Jagannath every night. So Ramananda Rai wanted to train them up in this drama so they can enact this drama in front of Lord Jagannath. And these Devadasis, they were young girls. And Ramananda Rai was dressing them, bathing them, dressing them, and preparing them, massaging their body, and preparing them to enact this drama for the pleasure of Jagannath. And when Pradyumna Mishra, who had come to hear about Krishna from Ramananda Rai, went back and told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what Ramananda Rai was doing, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that Pradyumna Mishra might have a doubt about Ramananda Rai, that he was bathing, dressing, massaging the body of Devadasis, so he must have developed a doubt. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Pradyumna Mishra that even the yogis, when they see a form of a woman, in a wooden form of a woman, their mind becomes attracted to that wooden form. The yogis would be unable to control their minds. But Ramananda Rai, he was such an exalted person that even he was touching the body of the Devadasis and massaging their body. But his mind was never deviated. His mind was constantly thinking the Devadasis as the gopis who are serving Krishna in Krishna Leela. And he himself was thinking as Visakha Sakhi. So how can his mind change by touching the body of Devadasis? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Ramananda Rai's mind could never be deviated. He was such an exalted person. So in this way, actually Ramananda Rai gave pleasure to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by constantly discussing with him about Radha Krishna's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, then Maharaj Pratapradra was devastated hearing the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Rai gave solace to Maharaj Pratapradra and kept him alive by his solace. And of course, Ramananda Rai later disappeared from this material world after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. So here we'll stop. Jai Srila Ramananda Rai ki. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki. Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari.